Good afternoon, Acadiana, and welcome to Cane Radio's Chip Shots. I'm Teddy Sliman with you here. Sitting in the air chair, waiting for my compadre, Boxcar Badger, who will probably join us midway through this local news. Let's thank our sponsors before we move along too far. Fighting this microphone. Doesn't want to cooperate with me. There we go. So we certainly want to thank Coca-Cola, Mr. Lee Tatford, one of our big sponsors here for high school sports right now in the beginning of and high school football. So we thank Coke for sponsoring high school football as we move along in the season. And certainly for sponsoring Chip Shots, Mr. Lee Tatford, the manager there. Also want to thank GolfBalls.com, located in Lafayette. It was once located here in New Iberia. Got its humble starts here, and now it's a national company, could I say? Or should I say worldwide? Because it's a basically an internet company that got its start here in New Iberia doing logo golf balls. And people from all over the world order their logo golf balls from golfballs.com. But you local guys, excuse me, you can go and shop in their new renovated merchandise area there, their showroom. That's the word I was trying to retrieve. And hit golf balls in their new simulator that they had all of that renovated during the COVID year last year. And you can try out all their new golf clubs, different brands, whatever. Golfballs.com, Arnold Boulevard, right there in Lafayette. And, of course, our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, Sugar Oaks, and Bellevue. That's the 9-hole course in Franklin, and we give them some support. They are on our Pro-Am rotation. And they had recently their 11th annual blowout golf tournament. 8:30 and 1 o'clock shotgun starts. They get a good feel for that one. Three flights. The first flight winner was Brian Saunier, Tony Frederick, and Tony Turnley with a 55. Second flight, Brett Sinnott, Aaron Luke, and Eric Rogers, a 61. And then the third flight, David Nakeen, Drew Nakeen, and Darryl Johnson with a 63. Then more recently, they had and got in their monthly dogfight, which is on a Saturday. It was played Saturday, September 11th. I'm not sure if they do that on the second Saturday or the first Saturday, but they have been getting an unusual amount of rain, more so than us here in New Iberia for some reason. And Ty told me that they got 6.5 inches of rain since last Tuesday. That's a week of rain. That's a lot of rain in a week. Anyway, they got in their monthly dogfight with 17 teams participating, or rather 17 players participating. First place went to Dwayne Louvier. He was plus 5. Made 18 points and had to make 13. Tied for second was Ty Burdett and Brandon Burdett. Sounds like the Burdetts are the owners of that golf course and on the heels of Dwayne there. They were plus 4. And they need to make 29 and 30 points respectively and made 33 and 34. So nice going there. The Pro-Am next month, October, is supposed to be and will be, God willing, at Bellevue. And, of course, that's the first Tuesday and Thursday of the month. That's the way they've been doing it lately. So we'll see how that pans out. Doug Beard's taking over for Dawn DeCluett. Since Dawn moved away, she's moved to back to Lafayette, where her brother-in-law and sister-in-law live, and she's handed over the duties to Doug Beard, and he's doing a great job with it. So thanks, Doug, for getting me results of the tournament, which I'll announce in a bit. But let's move on down to Eagle Ridge. They're not having their club championship this year. They've decided to skip it. Don't know why exactly, but maybe too many things going on. You know, with the hurricanes and COVID or whatever. But they are going to have the Eagle Ridge Open, which is scheduled for October, the 23rd and 24th. Practice round on the 22nd, and then a Calcutta that Friday night at 6 p.m. And it costs $150 for all three of those rounds, plus you're participating in a tournament. So your range balls are covered there, your green fees, your carts and all. And 75% of the purse will be given back. First, second, and third place gross and net in each flight. And here's a cool thing. They're limiting the flight handicaps from 6 to 11 on, rather from 0 to 6 on the championship flight. And then the first flight, 7 to 13, and then 14 to 20 for the last flight. And you can have no more than 7 strokes difference in your partner's handicap, which really keeps it competitive. So you're looking for some competition, go register for the Eagle Ridge Open. And at Cane Row, if you're looking to be a member somewhere here in New Iberia, $142 a month. And by the way, Cane Row's got them an additional golf pro. I shouldn't say a new golf pro because Johnny Hargrave is the golf pro there. He's a senior, but he's a PGA member. And now they've hired Ryan Desimo, a younger player and professional, and trying to get his feet wet. So he's starting out at Cane Row and wishing the best of luck. Just a little note about Ryan, if you come across him. He's had a difficult beginning to his life, I should say. When he was a junior golfer, his daddy unfortunately died, passed away in an unfortunate accident on the golf course while he was watching Ryan, his son, play. So Ryan's been through the ringer there. He tried for UL's golf team after his junior career and didn't quite make it. Don't exactly know why, but we wish the best of luck to Ryan because he's a good kid, and if he has a future in golf, we wish him the best. So back to Cane Row, and they're joining over there if you want to. If you like golf, you should join somewhere and be a member. It encourages you to play. So they have a LGA, Louisiana Golf Association, handicap system just for members right there in their pro shop. They have so many discounts, it's almost impossible to list them all. But you're able to book your tee time a week in advance. That's a big advantage. Discounts. Listen to this, and it just floors me every time I read it. You get 25% off of all food and beverage and 20% off of all golf balls and an unbelievable whopping 35% of all attire and equipment. And they have a nice... they had a nice array of equipment and attire in there, but the last time I went in, it was depleted, I guess, because of this discount. But don't worry, they ordered a lot of stuff, and it's going to come in. As we well know, everybody, whatever business you're in, manufacturing or otherwise, we're having a hard time getting merchandise in, whether you're a car dealership or any other, lumber. It doesn't matter which business you're in. Transportation has taken a turn, and it's hasn't halted, but it's certainly taken a turn for the worse, and things are difficult to get in, products and such. So I'm sure Cane Row will fill their golf club up with the soft goods and all. And then if you're around for happy hour, well, look at this, 2-for-1 draft beer, and if you buy 5 in a can or a bottle, you get the extra one. Free, so a 6-pack for the price of 5. And then they started their Men's and Women's Golf Association, and that's kicking off real well. But if you're not a member, don't fret, you can still play golf there, and you get some rates as well. There's a twilight rate on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons after 2 o'clock, only $35, court and green fee. And then a punch card they've come up with, which is a nice gift for someone or for yourself. It is a gift, though. 4 rounds of golf for $150. That's $37.50 a round. And like I said, it's a great gift opportunity there if you have a loved one who likes golf. Also coming up at Cane Row this weekend is their club championships. Their 25th and 26th. And let's see, that'll conclude their schedule for September, but then in October on the 2nd and 3rd, the Scott Golf Association will be having their tournament there. Then originally scheduled for October 7th was UL's golf event. It's a kind of like an introduction to the UL golf team, to the members at Cane Row and the people in New Iberia, but it's been moved to November 11th, and I think that'll pan out well. Football season will be well into its way there, and the golf season for the Cajuns will be concluded. Then congratulations to Johnny Hargrave. He came up with this Men's Golf Association inaugural golf tournament, and it was played Labor Day, and it's excuse me, one of my favorite formats, six holes best ball, six holes scramble, and six holes alternate shot. Best thing was there was no entry fee. The players put up the amount of money they wanted to win. So, you know, if they agreed to $20 per team or 30 or 40, whatever it was, that's what they played for. And so the champions there in the championship flight, Brody LeBlanc, Nick Trahan, -5, and they edged out Chris Viator and Larry Verrett at -3. Coming in third was Dave Wiggins and Brian Sonnier, -2. Then in the first flight, Jason Boudreaux and Tim Daigle were +2 and won that. The MGA, which this is, you have to be a member of the MGA, and they put up dues per year to be a member. They're going to have some events in the spring, including a member guest and an inner club match. So that'll be fun coming up in the springtime. And then Cane Row had the Catholic High School Big Red Golf Classic last Saturday at Cane Row. Of course, that raises funds for the Catholic High football team. It's one of their big fundraisers. They don't even send out entry forms anymore because the people who played in it in the past always playing it again or at least sponsor a team. And it's a pretty awesome event, seeing how you don't have to, you know, go through a whole lot of effort running a golf tournament, because trust me, it's not that easy to put on a nice golf tournament. At any rate, first place went to Craig Lala, Jason Bourque, and Chet Price with a 57. Ricky Barham, Kevin Arsenault, and Caleb Arsenault shot 59 and finished second. And watch out, closest to the hole, who won that? The coach himself, Scott Watney. Congratulations, coach. Closest to the hole, that'll get you back to playing golf more. That's the way golf is. It'll bite you. The golf bug will bite you and hit a good shot and makes you want to come back and play some more. Then over at Sugar Oaks, down in Marbleham, as we say, the little community down there, they had the New Iberia High Beehive Baseball Booster Club's third annual golf tournament, which raises funds for their baseball team. And despite the weather, the rain that they got the tournament in, they had 12 teams entered. First place went to Jamie Segura Farms with -9 was their score. Second place, K&J Supplies. They finished at 8 under. And then tied for third was B1 Bank along with the A Bears. And that's spelled A and then B-E-A-R-S, Bears. And then they tied at -5 with the third team is Gimme Putt. I love these names. Gimme Putt. They had some other cool names. Grip It and Sip It. They weren't in contention, but you got to love that name. Grip It and Sip It. Then the other team name I loved was Booze Cruise. They finished 2 under par, but out of the money. But nonetheless, Booze Cruise. Sure, they had a good time, those two teams. Okay, also at Sugar Oaks, they had a Twilight Scramble on Wednesday, September 1st, rather. Olin Granger and Todd Olivier was -12, or rather -2. Pretty hard to play 9 holes and score 12. I don't even think the pros could do that. So they were -2. Second place, Don Sarkis, Mark Robichaud, and Pat Inslee, -1. And then that Friday shootout, front back in 18, Tam Rosemont, -4 on the front, Paul Olivier, -3 on the back, and Tam won the overall at -5. And then September 8th, that Wednesday, had a scramble. Chris Segura and Ron Finley, were +3. And the modified scramble was played on Friday, September 10th. Roger Persani and Taylor Menachi. That's how Box Club told me to pronounce it. Menachi. They were +2. They won the front, and on the back, Robert Burton, Nicky Melanson, Dylan Mesh, Ricky Bourque, Greg Baudouin, and Olson Daigle. They all +1, those three teams, and they tied on the back. I'm sure they didn't win much money, probably have a little bit of change. Roger and Taylor won the overall 18. Then the divorce scramble, and thanks to, thanks for all that past information. Robert Burton gets me that. He texts it to me. pretty regularly, and thanks to him for that. And then thanks to Ronnie H.A. for getting me the results of the divorce tournament, which he was the tournament director for as well. And the divorce tournament is where I think Vijay Gaspar way back in the day started this tournament, where the men hit and the ladies putt. And it's just to encourage ladies to come out and see what golf's all about. And so now they're doing it for the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which raises funds for them. And that's an awesome idea there. Raised over $1,000 for St. Jude's. And Kevin and Judy Oob, Ty Dillon and Camille Mesh. Kevin and Judy Oob, along with Dillon and Camille Mesh, I'd even pour one that. And then the Gator Golf Club, which stems out of Sugar Oaks, they played their last event in Matthews, and unfortunately they won't be playing many events there, at least for a little while, because they're still without electricity down the bayou there. Anyway, Mitch Thibodeau won the championship flight at plus four. Second flight, Tony Viator, plus five. Senior flight, Raymond Bonnet, plus two. Haven't gotten with Boyd. Booty usually gets me these results, so they must have had a hiccup with the weather and not get in their events for the end of the year there. Then coming up at Sugar Oaks, formerly the Casey Tournament, is now the Al Oob Memorial Golf Tournament. Three-man scramble going to be played Saturday, October 23rd, then 8 o'clock shotgun start. Cooking galore, I know we've got a lot of people that's volunteered to cook. The KC's do an awesome job throughout the course of the year raising funds for great causes like the Pregnancy Center right there on Pershing Street, the St. Francis Donna, the Social Service Center, and a lot of other good things that we do to help the needy out here in our community. So if you're a golfer, or even if you're not, support a team, sponsor a team, and support the efforts of the Knights of Columbus Council, 1208. And then the last Pro-Am was played at Southern Oaks in Abbeville with 112 players teeing it up. Once again, because of the extra day to play, our numbers have increased. First place went to Danny DePlantis, Jules Hébert, Vic Segura, and Chris Bayard, plus 10, winning $132. Once again, that's redeemable at golfballs.com. Second place, Tom Carroll, Olin Granger, Dylan Menard and Paul Ladouceur, plus nine, winning $93. Then third place, Jason Hébert, David Dugans, Jim Morse, and Lord Geoffroy, plus eight, winning $54. And once again, thanks to Doug for doing this for me. He gets me the results and does the scoring and runs the tournament. On the individual side, the low ABC and D player, Garrett Terrio, plus seven, Larry DePlantis, plus four, David Dugans, plus 13. Wow, that's a first-time player. No, he's not a first-time player. Otherwise, he couldn't win. Oh, they're on the same team. David Dugan and Lord Geoffroy, plus 8 and plus 13 on the same team. Wow, no wonder they won. Our next tournament is scheduled for Franklin and Bellevue Golf Course. And then on the college side, UL... played last week in the Jim Rivers Golf Tournament at Squire Creek in Condren, Louisiana, hosted by Louisiana Tech. Unfortunately, they finished tied for seventh, but the LSU Tigers ended up winning with minus 23, and Michael Sanders was a low player for LSU, finished tied for seventh. UL, like I said, finished 10th with plus 9, and tied for 11th individually was Charlie Flynn, Eli Artigo, and Peter Hennett. Too bad because three of those players finished in the top 10 when they had the state amateur there back in June. Currently, UL is playing in the Lone Star Invitational and doing a little bit better. I just looked on the internet. That's hosted by University of Texas San Antonio, and they play it at TPC San Antonio, which hosts also a champions event, a senior tour event during the course of the year. In first place was Texas, University of Texas San Antonio. UL was in fifth place, but as I said earlier, their Mexican junior college transfer, Jose de Bildux, he was in second place, minus two. He leading the team, and he didn't play last week when UL finished a disappointing 10th. So let's see what else I got here. Lafayette Senior Golf Association. their latest results. They play the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. And on the second Tuesday, they play out of town. And their August road trip was played at Oak Wing. First place went to George Begley and Mitch Gospel. Then on the fourth Tuesday, they play at their home course, Hebert Municipal Golf Course. And on the 24th of August, Greg Gautreaux won first place, Rick Hedich second place, and Henry Lenoir third place. And then here's a report on junior golf, special to my heart. The Junior River Cup, which was established in 2011, it's the sixth annual Ryder Cup style match, according to conducted by the Louisiana Golf Association and the Mississippi Golf Association. My grandson Drew played in that, and I mistakenly thought it was Louisiana only, but it's Louisiana versus Mississippi. And it was played at Calvert Crossing, and it's supposed to be played at Beauchene in Mandeville because of Hurricane Ida. They moved it up there, and Drew was selected to be on the team. Let's see, the teams consisted of boys and girls, and the girls had 20 players total, and the boys were divided into groups of age groups, 16 to 18, 14 to 15, 12 to 13, and 10 and 11. And the captain of the team was Jacob Oakes, and he's a Louisiana Golf Association Director of Championships. So the results here, for the sixth consecutive year, the Louisiana team beat the Mississippi team, and now they lead 6-5. Like I said, it was the 11th annual tournament. And on Sunday's individual matches, Drew won his match, beating Luke DeSantis 4-3. And they had to play 36 on Saturday with foursomes in the morning, and Luke DeSantis and Jason Cook beat Drew and Ashton Cruz 4-3. Then in the foursomes in the afternoon, foursomes being alternate shot, four ball being best ball. And so Drew's team lost that match. Drew and James Hosclaw lost to Bruce McClung and George Turner, one up. And that ought about conclude it for the local match. But I'm proud of Drew and his team, Louisiana, for winning the Jim Rivers Cup matches, Louisiana versus Mississippi. Hello, Boxcar. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Chad.
Oh, oh, now you're on, bud.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
Now you sound. Yeah, so actually, going back to your PGA Pro Days, y'all did a similar thing, right, against Mississippi?
Right. Yeah. Ryder Cup style matches.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't play 36 holes in one day like Drew and them did. That had to be I'm wondering
yeah.
if they had carts or not, or caddies or something, because, you know, I mean.
The juniors, they normally don't.
Well, even
you know,
in college.
Little push carts, you know, yeah.
They carry their bag.
But,
I don't know how they
boy,
do
it's,
that.
Boy, it's really been, I mean, that you know, at that time, it's been really, really hot, you know. So, but congratulations to them. Certainly sounds like he has got some good experience from that. And
yeah, you're right there.
You know, winning his individual match pretty handily. And, boy, it's it had to be pretty nerve-wracking when you come down to alternate shot and lose one shot, you know, or
yeah,
one hole.
One hole, whatever it was. I don't
yeah,
know exactly.
It's, pretty, you know. But anyway, at least we, you know, Louisiana continues to meet Mississippi yeah, most of the time, you know.
I mean, I hope we meet him this week.
You know, well, you know, just throw the ball to Jack Besh. You know, he is a good player, okay?
Mississippi State threw it pretty far last year against LSU.
We can't run the ball. Okay, we have established that.
No.
Okay, so Max Johnson will probably have 65 passing attempts. We'll just have to see how that works out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, offensive line's a huge.
He had five touchdowns this past Saturday, which tied Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
which is pretty good company.
Well, and it was pretty amazing because you know I was actually watching the game with Cody, and we were both kind of. And you don't want to be too, rough on a kid's. What? How many starts he has now? Five.
Well, he started two last year.
Yeah, so I think it's five starts.
Yeah.
You know. But for being the son of an NFL former quarterback and Super Bowl winning quarterback, his mechanics really aren't great. He throws off his back foot a lot. Now, his completion percentage was off the charts, but again, you're going against a pretty inferior opponent, you know. I just kind of wonder when you step it up. And I got to tell you, of all the things that happened this past weekend, the Saints were the least of my – I knew that was going to be terrible. But what the –
I didn't think
Florida, come on, man. You got to come up with a better two-point play than that to tie Alabama.
Really? That was terrible.
That was horrible.
And then they shouldn't even have to go for 2 points. Can't even make an extra point.
Yeah. God. I mean.
Alabama's just, besides being good, they're lucky.
No, I mean, yeah.
And they always get the good calls. There was an interference call early on in the game that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the referees miss it a lot, I know, but.
No, there is no doubt there's a bias toward the elite players, elite teams.
Elite coaches, yeah.
Elite coaches, whatever you want to call it. I mean.
All of that.
I was reading Teddy. It was actually on Golf Digest's website. I was reading before I came in today. This is in a high school game. This goes to show you how officiating is despised at every level. You know, I mean, it really is. Uh-huh. You know, because as bad as the Saints played Sunday, and they played
awful.
Putrid. But
yeah,
there were some bad calls. I mean, you can't play football anymore. You know, if you they had one roughing the passer call with a guy, they said he hit him below the knees. I mean, he had him like around the thigh, and he pulled down. You know, but can you imagine the old guys like Mean Joe Green and those pass rushers? Yeah. They'd have been ejected after one quarter, you know. But anyway, this is a high school game. So this assistant coach had an unsportsmanlike, you know, penalty called on him during the second quarter. It's pretty funny. But at halftime, so the referees have their own special little locker room. He went and he moved the Pepsi and Coke machine in front of the door where they couldn't get out for the second half. So they had to call to get him out of the locker room, and then they penalized the coach, you know, I mean, or whatever, you know, and now they've chained down the machines at the school. So
the coach is still there.
The coach is still there.
They probably applauded him.
Oh, that's a classic move. I mean, you know, that's the best of all I've ever heard. Can you imagine? You know.
You want a Coke for halftime, ref? We giving you the whole machine.
They couldn't open the door. Oh, that was so funny, man.
Oh, we could go on talking, but
yeah, I know.
We got to take a break.
Yeah, and we got some big stuff coming up in golf for sure this next week. So.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. Right.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The GolfBalls.com Retail Center is now open and better than ever. Stop by our newly renovated store to shop the latest in golf balls, clubs, and apparel from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, and Under Armour. Check out our new state-of-the-art golf simulator and demo the hottest irons, drivers, and putters. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
A pet carrier, a full tank of gas, a flashlight with extra batteries, hammer, nails, tape, boards, handsaw, matches, a fire extinguisher, water jugs, money and important documents, a battery-powered radio, just a few of the things you'll need to prepare for the next storm. Your safe tomorrow begins today. Visit Clinko.com/storm safety to learn more. Clinko, connecting Louisiana's future.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
Bayou Sports, 7:15 weekday mornings on the all-new KM1075. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
All right, we're back. Teddy and Boxcar with you here. 367-1240 is our number. Perhaps you might want to talk to Boxcar about something.
Well, we can talk about anything. Just give us a call at 367-1240. And, you know, I was listening, and of course, it's a big week, you know, coming up in for the Ryder Cup and whatnot, but we have a little bit other stuff to clear up before that. But I was listening to all the scores you were reporting, Teddy, before that, and some of the shootouts and the pro-ams and all that, and I just want to know, what is plus points? Because I haven't done that in 2 years. So what does that mean exactly? My goodness, some of these scores are incredible.
Plus 13, yeah.
I mean, plus four is incredible. You know, that's two better on each side than your handicap. But plus seven, plus
then
eight, plus 10, plus
13.
Then
on the same team. How lucky is that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's always been one of my things, and I know it's luck of the draw, but boy,
it
seems like unluck of the draw most of the time for a lot of people. You know, when I felt I'm not gonna say I felt bad for him, but you know, Brody LeBlanc has to make 40 points. Okay, that's a plus four handicap. People, mm-hmm. That you don't understand how. That's incredible, okay? Yeah. I don't think anybody in the history of the Acadiana Pro-Am ever been at that level. And that's averaging scores. So you can say, well, they play, you know, easy courses. Well, yeah, maybe, you know, a few of them are. Some aren't quite as easy. He makes 43, so he shoots 7 under par.
65.
Or, you know, 65. Wow. And doesn't hit the board, you know, because he draws a sucky team, you know, and I don't know, man. To me, there should just be some kind of other way to see the teams. I don't know how you would
do it.
Well,
I always argue that 36 was the highest you should go. I mean, that's par, you know.
Yeah.
In the argument I used when Curly and Moochie Duga and all those guys were relevant, you know, in their say-so.
Right.
Always said, like, you know, if in a pro tour, when you play in a pro-am and the pro shoot 68 or 66 or 60 and wins, well, they don't handicap in the next pro-am. You know, he's back to 36.
Right. Well, on the PGA Tour, Tiger in his prime was probably like a plus 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy that 125 would probably plus 1 or 2, you know, but they didn't get 6 shots,
no.
You know.
Or, you know. And yeah. you made a that's another story. We better not go off on a tangent.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, tell me, I made a good point.
You did that last week, but I'm not sure it's relevant, but... I'm drawing a blank on exactly what you said, so that's why I said let's not go there.
Yeah,
but it was like you were saying comparing golf to football, like
talking about the FedEx Cup.
And how the points.
Yeah,
you know,
that's ridiculous.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
FedEx.
Starting a football game 14-0.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
and that was a good analogy. So you there know, you go. I'm
but
patting you on the back.
That is how the FedEx Cup is set up, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no other way to put it.
That's how the pro-am thing is set up for us.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think I agree with you. I think it should
36.
It should be capped.
That's par's a premium.
Yep, I agree. But anyway, congratulations. You know, they believe it or not, we had the opening season event of the...
Man, what kind of deal?
I hate the wraparound. I loathe it, man. I can't tell you how much I hate this the way the PGA Tour is now.
But on the flip side, it's allowing us and allowing them to get in the FedEx Cup, the Ryder Cup, and all that silly stuff.
But, you know, Heidi, I mean, Hawaii was the beginning of the season. That's
You're a traditionalist, huh?
Yes, that's where it belonged. I mean, this wraparound stuff,
but
it gets too confusing. I mean, it's still 2021, but now we're in the 2022 season. All right, I have enough problems. I don't know. A lot of times, I don't know what year it is I'm writing my checks. So I have to remember, you know, because I'm still stuck on COVID-19, so I put 19 on everything. So when you get to, you know, I don't know. But anyway, it was the opening event.
Explain to me what Fortinet is.
Fortinet, I have no idea.
That's the tournament that was played.
I know what a fort is, and I know what a net is. But
put them
I don't
together?
Know what a
no,
fort
no.
in a net is. I don't know.
I know what Fontenot is.
But I'll look it up in a second.
Okay.
But anyway, Max Homa actually won the event. He holed out from the rough from 95 yards for an eagle on the par 4 12th, and he started the back nine comeback and added three more birdies for a 7-under 65, and he won by one shot. He was trailing Maverick McNealy with seven holes left, and pretty impressive finish, really. You know, he finished an eagle, then a birdie, the par 4 13th, and tapped in for another birdie on the par 5 16th, ran an 18-footer on the par 4 17th, and parred 18. And the former University of California golfer finished at 19-under 269. So he's now won his third event on the PGA Tour. So congratulations to Max Homa.
They're both from California, right? Maverick McNealy is from there as well, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. Mm-hmm. Although I thought he was...
He hasn't.
I thought he played at Texas for some reason. Maybe it's just because of his name.
Mm. Maverick.
yeah, he sounds like a Texas guy. But anyway, congratulations to him. And then on the European Tour, Christopher Broberg ended up winning and said that capped off 6 years of hell for him. He was the first Swede to win the Dutch Open since Peter Hansen in 2012, and he's been restricted in recent years by hip and knee injuries. So congratulations to him. And then on the
wait, man, you're missing the best part.
Oh, okay.
This guy had an 8-shot lead going into the final round and
made
it a tournament.
I didn't even read the whole.
He set the course record on Friday with a 64,
uh-huh.
Then reset it on Saturday with a 61, had an 8-shot lead, and nearly blew it. He shot even par in the final round and ended up beating Matthias Schmidt by 2 shots.
That is pretty
bad. Yeah, I mean, when you set the course record and then beat it
yeah.
the next day. But then my question, you know, as I was reading that, my question to you is, and we've talked about this before, how can a guy shoot 61
yeah.
72?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
the real hard round was to you know, shoot 61 after
64.
Yeah, because normally you shoot 74 the next day.
Yeah.
You know, so that was really impressive. But yeah, that's just nerves. I mean,
I guess you're
there's
right.
There's nothing. Just, there's no other way yeah. to, you know, obviously if you would have. If the whole field struggled and you had some bad weather conditions and, you know, hideous pin placements, you can kind of see that happening. But, no, this was just a guy that, you know, was just sitting there thinking, man, I've been rehabbing for 6 years.
yeah.
You know, I've got this. And it's so, you know, not that I would know, but I think it's much harder to play with a big lead than it is to play, you know, in golf, not
right.
you know, not in most sports.
Because,
but,
you know, like when he shoots 61, you're pretty aggressive, man.
When
you got a big lead, you kind of.
Yeah, you should. So instead of shooting for flags, you're shooting for middle of the green.
Yeah.
And then if you happen to miss a little bit or whatever, then you might be chipping instead of putting. And or you're just not making birdie. And you know how good these guys are. I mean, any one of them at any time is capable of shooting a 59. I mean, any guy on the PGA Tour, European Tour, whatever. I mean, they all have that capability. Not that it happens often.
You know, not to go off on a tangent, but when Al Geiberger shot 59 and I think it was 77 or whatever, he's the only player, and they've had a bunch of them since in the 50s, I think like 13, 14, 15. He's the only player that shoot and win a golf tournament never shooting a round in the 60s. After the 59, he followed it up with a 72.
Wow.
And then I think his first two rounds were 71, 70, something like that, you know.
That's, yeah.
Now we shot around in the 60s.
It doesn't, make any sense. Yeah. Well, and that's golf. I mean, you know, it doesn't.
You got to play it to really experience it.
To appreciate it. But, and then on the LPGA Tour, had another continuing her ascendance back to prominence, and this is Jen Young Ko, as she won at the Cambia Portland Classic on Sunday. A reminder of she spent 2 years actually at number one in the Rolex ranking. And she began the third and final round of the Rain Shorten tournament, leading by one, and then she went on to a four-stroke victory, solidifying her hold on the number two ranking in the Rolex Cup behind Nelly Korda. So congratulations to, you know, we thought Lydia Ko was going to be the dominant Ko for years to come, but yeah. She's kind of faded out, and now this Jin Young Ko, now back at number two in the world. So congratulations, you know, to her.
Mm-hmm. And then, well, I don't know if you're going there, but Darren Clark won the Champions Tour, the Sanford International. And he's 53 years old and from Northern Ireland, of course. Shot a 65 in Mahaha Golf Club and beat out KJ Choi and Steve Flesh. They were 12 under. So he said it's nice to get back into the winner's circle. Darren Clark, I like him. He was always a class act on the European team.
Yeah, Darren Clark has always been a guy that you know, kind of one of those guys you root for that seemingly you think his career's over, then he pulls something else out of the hat, you know. And
Before you get into the and we're going to have to take a break before you get into Ryder Cup, but you texted me last week, John Rahm did not win Player of the Year, and we were all disappointed, yeah. But yet here he says he won the Nicklaus Trophy. You know, remember I said last week, birdies to him gives him PGA Player of the Year. That's a different award.
Right.
You know, it's not the one they vote on.
Yeah, it is.
No, the one he didn't win is the one they vote on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
This one is not. It's according to, I guess, your points.
The stats or whatever.
He said he finished with 75 points with Bryson DeChambeau coming in second with 70 points. So somehow they do points, I guess, on the PGA Tour.
I don't know. I get Cantlay and all that, but you got to look at the whole body of work, you know. You know, I think John Rahm was way, I don't think it was close, you know.
And, you know, the other thing is, you know, what's that going to do? Is that going to fire up the Europeans? Since
I promise you.
That's going to be fuel for fire.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, yeah. Well, you know, and I could see if he was Bryson DeChambeau. I could see if he was Patrick Reed. I could see, you know, maybe another couple of players I could name. Mm-hmm. But he's well liked on tour. You know, it seems like his peers would vote for him. And I don't know how. I really still can't figure out how he won this award.
Well, like John Rahm said, he had four wins and won the FedEx Cup. So what
you
gonna say?
But you know, that doesn't compare to the FedEx. He beat 30 players in the end, you know, and all this stroke crap, you know, that we talked about. You know, John Rahm actually had the best stroke average in the FedEx Cup, if you want to look at it.
Yeah, well, you're right, by 8 shots.
Yeah, so how about that? You know, I mean, what does that count for nothing? I mean, that chapped me. Yeah. That, you know, I don't get, you know.
He's got the best scoring average, 69.3 this year, so he's won the Vardy
Cup.
And
it's not like Cantley's a, I mean, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, I get whatever. I get all that. But, I mean, I don't think he deserved it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, who knows if John Rahm will get this opportunity again.
Oh, he will,
whatever,
I think.
You know? Yeah,
he said he will.
But, yeah, and you know, in Cantley's defense, I know he won the Tour Championship. And I will say Memorial, I think, ranks just a notch below a major. I mean, I think it's a really good victory.
We talked about that.
You know, as far as, you know, four wins. But and he was the only player with more than two wins.
But he shouldn't have won it.
The season. But I don't think he should have won it, you know, because I do think, you know, again, you got to look at, you know, majors is one thing, and then top tens in majors and the other big events. And I just think John Rahm was the guy, you know. And that's just my opinion.
No, I'm with you. Let's clear a break, and then okay. We can do the Ryder Cup. Stay tuned.
All right.
Sugar Oaks Golf Course, located at 4002 Sugar Oaks Road, is an 18-hole regulation golf course. This medium yardage layout has adequate length, wide fairways, and not too difficult approach shots. Sugar Oaks Golf Course is a semi-private course that's open to the public. Our guest rates are very attractive, and our monthly dues are accommodating. Give us a call for your tee time. That's Sugar Oaks Golf Course in New Iberia. Phone 337-364-7611. 364-7611.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
And Radio is your home for high school football. Join us on Thursday night. Catholic High is at Delcom. Brought to you in part by the UPS Store, Armitar Jewelers, Catholic High School, Freeman's Furniture, Gulf America Wire Rope, The Landscape Ranch, Arnard Glassworks, Allstate Credit, Hennigan Team Dentistry, Hebert's Garden Center, District Attorney Bo Dewey, Dana Duga Affordable Homes, and the Acadiana Hearing Center. Once again, high school football Thursday night, Catholic High at Delcom on the all-new Kane, 107.5, 610, our pregame, 7 o'clock the kick here on Kane.
The GolfBalls.com Retail Center is now open and better than ever. Stop by our newly renovated store to shop the latest in golf balls, clubs, and apparel from brands such as Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, and Under Armour. Check out our new state-of-the-art golf simulator and demo the hottest irons, drivers, and putters. Featuring 20,000 square feet of golf equipment and gear, GolfBalls.com was founded here in Acadiana 25 years ago and remains the world leader in golf customization. Located on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools and, of course, online at GolfBalls.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane
107.5. And welcome back to the final segment of Chip Shots, Box Score, and Teddy.
Yes, Teddy, and it's finally here, the Ryder Cup. And
much talked about, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people looking forward to it. Obviously, it's been a rough go for the Americans as Europe has won, I think, 9 of the last 12 Ryder Cups. And after we had dominated for so many years, I mean, it just seems
to... Yeah, we got a tremendous lead on it.
Oh,
like
yeah.
24 to
yeah.
something.
But, you know, there should be no excuses this year. I mean, number one, it's on American soil. And number two, there's a lot of travel restrictions for the European-based fans. So... It should be a very boisterous pro-American crowd, you know. I guess the only thing is that there's a lot of young players playing, but yet the Americans have 8 of the top 10 in the world ranking, and Europe only has John Rahm. Happens to be number one, but, you know, and also the European team has won twice as many majors as the Americans, but... you know, so I don't know, man. It's always an anomaly. The Ryder Cup is probably to me one of the hardest things to handicap as far as saying, man, you know, because if it was a football game, the Americans on paper would be favored by probably 10 points mm-hmm. or so, and yet when they actually tee it up, as we talked so many times, it just seems like the Europeans have that camaraderie. And it means more to them than it does to the American players.
And I think that point came out this past week with the comments made by Brooks Koepka. Mm-hmm. And Paul Azinger's response to that, he basically said that I don't think he should be playing on the team if he doesn't want to be here, you know, because Brooks was complaining about the meetings and how it interrupts his workout, and he didn't.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Oh, man, I'm beginning to dislike that guy more and more every time he opens his mouth.
I know.
And I know he's a heck of a player. He's done some phenomenal things in the majors, which, you know, I know he gears himself up, but I'm just and then he and DeChambeau, I'm trying not to dislike DeChambeau, but if he's going to, you know, open his mouth and stick his foot in it, I'm you know.
And Kepa even came out with a comment this past week, and I thought, to me, I said, dude, you really got to get a reality check. He said he firmly believes that he will beat not only Tiger's major record, but Jack Nicklaus's major record.
Man, I mean, are you serious? I can't believe you said that.
I get it, okay? And he said, all I have to do is play until any name, whatever the age was, 40, whatever, and average one a year, which I can easily do, and then I'll break, you know, get, I'm like, you really got to get your,
he's
yourself.
He's just stopped another notch lower in my estimation.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good young players coming up, and you're not, I mean,
I'm willing to say he has a better chance of not winning another major.
Yeah, you know? No way. I know. And I, like you said, I mean, he 2 years ago, man, I'm rooting for this guy. I mean, he overcame a lot, but it reminds me, I forgot what player it was, Ted. It was about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but I remember there's a big controversy. One of the guys was complaining, one of the big superstars on the American team, that they should get paid to play in the Ryder Cup. And it caused a lot of diversion on the team, and we lost that Ryder Cup, you know, sure enough, you know. And
it's that attitude that the Americans are falling short on.
Yeah.
The Europeans don't care about the money.
Yeah.
You know, all of those guys got enough money they'll never spend.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you got enough money. What the hell do you need money to go play at Whistling Straits?
Total greed.
For a week to Whistling Straits. Go enjoy yourself. Go play the golf course.
Play for your country, man.
Yeah, you know.
United States of America.
You don't hear the Olympians complaining about not getting paid. I mean, you know, they get paid in endorsements and stuff. They're going to get
it. And so do these pro golfers.
Well, absolutely. I mean, of course. You don't think they're
let Brooks Koepka not play and see how his sponsors are too happy with him.
Yeah.
No.
I know. And that's the attitude that it really, you know.
So with that being said, I'm pulling for the Europeans. No, not.
I know. But it's pretty interesting. Again, you know, Steve Stricker has obviously met with a lot of controversy. A lot of guys got, you know, you normally don't hear guys that get left off the team complain as much as they did this year, I find. You know, I find there a couple of guys really got, you know, offended by not making the team.
And that's the kind of players you want on the team.
Well, exactly.
Because they want to be there.
Kevin Na was the latest one to say, I think it's ridiculous. You know, I'd have paired great with DeChambeau. You know, I'm one of the best putters on tour, you know, and that's where we always lack in putting. And
hard to
disagree with what they're saying, you know.
Maybe Brooks will hurt his other wrist or whatever, and somebody can jump up and come play.
Yeah,
he wants to play.
Yeah, I know.
Just tell me this. I see 2, 4, 5 assistant captains on the European side. On the European side.
Yeah.
Vice captains.
Yeah.
How many on the American side?
Well, I know
Jim Furyk and Phil Mickelson.
Mickelson. I know those two for sure.
I know he has Tiger and Tiger Decline.
They usually have a couple of, like, celebrities. Like, Michael Jordan was a vice captain one year. You know, it's just... It's a glorified.
Yeah,
I
get it.
Riding around in the cart and reporting scores.
But in the meetings and stuff, maybe they can pump them up or something. You know,
maybe I don't know. I mean, it's. I think there's just we're getting to be. It's kind of a disconnect in the because we have a lot of young players. I don't. You know, a lot of these guys. I'm not even joking. Probably never heard of Steve Stricker until they named him as the American captain.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. He's not
you think Colin Morikawa grew up?
No, he's not a household name.
No, he's not. You know?
No.
Padraig Harrington, I will say, I think on the European side, is a hero. You know, he obviously was a major champion and a hero for Europe in a lot of the Ryder Cup matches, you know. So I think he has a lot more respect from the team as goes. But it's going to be interesting. I mean, you had the pleasure of playing this golf course. So, I mean, 1,000 bunkers. I mean, is it, you know, that tight of a driving course, or what's the premium there?
It depends on what they do with the rough, which is another issue. But, you know, that land, it's in Michigan, you know, on Lake Michigan, and it's basically flat, but they hauled in, I can't tell you how many millions of tons of sand and created this, you know, link-style golf course, which is, it's a beautiful golf course, but Dustin Johnson will attribute the fact that there's a lot of sand out there because he got penalized because I'm in the U.S. Open.
Got to know what the bunker.
But I mean, yeah, but the whole thing's sand. Yeah, you know, like you get off just off the fairway and it's sand. But you know, another thing I read, and we got about a half a minute left, but how the superintendent, the captain can get with the superintendent and tell him how he wants the course set up.
Yeah, set up, right.
Higher rough, lower rough, if they have a team that bombs it or a team that hits it straight. So that had a lot to play in whether Stricker selected Kevin Na or not, you know. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like you said, it's...
I get it, you know, but we'll see. I mean, like you said, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, I'll be rooting for the Americans.
Of course, I was joking when I said that.
You know, but if I had to put money on it, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'd bet the Europeans.
All right, well, that'll do us for us. Stay tuned. We got Coach Watney, CHS Coaches Show coming up, along with the voice of the Panthers, Tony Landry, right after the news. Stay tuned.